Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good morning to you. And I say morning because we are recording this on a special day of the week, right? We're coming to you
Tuesday
almost
morning.
Live from it's a work day, isn't it? Tuesday?
Not for the moment.
Not for the moment.
We're because there's so much going on and we missed the weekend recording a podcast. And the main thing out of the gate, Frank, we have now been doing our Rant and Rave podcast for a year.
A year, dude. It's hard to believe we started this in October of last year, right before the stolen election that 45 won. And yeah, congratulations on a year, Dave. It's great. And thank you especially to all of our listeners out there across the world, many different countries, tens of thousands of you. We are so humbled and grateful, and we appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah, and just in this 12 months where we've been recording this, the explosion of alternate news outlets and information sources has been great. And we just want to be part of that because even though we are no Joe Rogan as far as our audience, which would be hard to be because he's number one, the important thing is to spread the word. And however that happens,
however
get
we
it
can.
From us.
Exactly.
Yes. And so we try to give you a nice summary of happening
and,
our,
and my hope, Dave, I'm sure it's yours too, you share this, is that, you know, of the, you know, I can't even remember, we have many tens of thousands of listeners, but I mean, if all of those folks take some of this information and then rebroadcast it in whatever way they can across
Correct.
Their platforms and so forth, that's how we maintain our position, get the word out, and get the truth out. So,
and I, you know, when it's good and you feel very positive when you know the truth is on your side.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a sense of confidence. And then now that just, gosh, Frank, just in 12 months, the explosion with Gab and Getter and the War Room with Steve Bannon, these unbelievable. And, you know, now there's not a single one that's like, oh, my gosh, it's through the roof.
Right.
But all
right.
combined.
Exactly. All and combined. And it's millions. I mean, it's numb, millions and millions.
It's way more
and
than any mainstream when you combine it all together.
Let's put it this way, Dave. It's so bad that Breitbart is being throttled by Facebook and Twitter.
Yes.
This was just out breaking in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. But we've all known in this industry that Facebook and Twitter and the far left tech giants, you know, throttle back. What I mean by that for folks at home is they actually design and write software code to reduce the propagation of conservative stories on their platforms. And that's what we call throttling back. And that's why, for example, on our Facebook page, which has tens of thousands of people, we only get, you know, a couple hundred likes for any particular story because they're throttling back these stories the way they propagate.
Let's go, Brandon. is how I would say I would
Let's
direct it towards
Brandon.
Facebook, if you know what I mean.
Oh, totally.
Hey, not sure if you know, but sleepyhead potato head Biden now has the largest drop approval rating of any president since 1953.
I did not
so
know that.
In 9 months, the leftist media establishment has only done there's only so much they can do to prop up this failure between the border and the inflation. And the disaster in Afghanistan. It's an utter disaster. He just was did another, you know, CNN town hall. And there was some great memes. They were comparing him to Beavis from Beavis and Butthead with the way he has his
right.
hands up. And you know what? I'm all for attacking and making fun of these idiots. I know they're, you know, after what they did to Donald Trump for 4 years, screw them. We're going to hit them. I don't care if we have to sleep in the gutter with them. I want to hit them low and high and every which way in between.
100%.
The gloves are off. They have
gloves
to be
are
off
now. 100%. And I think what a lot of folks are coming around to realize that you and I have known for a long time is this is not just, you know, a year of a complete buffoon and stupid policies and, you know, horribly enacted and tactical mistakes and so forth. This is a very well thought through plan, very intentional by Obama himself, who's the shadow president, and his cabinet leading this entity forward, because constant chaos leads to a constant state of emergency. And in that way, they can lead like imperialists and the people don't get the right to and the opportunity to lead through their elected representation. They declare constant states of emergency, and that's what they want. They want perpetual states of emergency, whether it's a new Delta variant, whether it's whatever. Look how quickly we've read about 13 dead soldiers in Afghanistan. I mean, we forgot about that in like 2 weeks in the mainstream media, right? On to the next problem.
Nothing to see here. Move
along. Oh, ports. Now the ports. Now the port of LA. Oh, it's, you know, another engineered crisis. There's no crisis there. Why are there no lineups in the Florida ports? Why is it only Los Angeles? And there's a lot of reasons for that. We didn't do it last week, but it's all a manufactured crisis after crisis after crisis to maintain maintain control and maintain fear.
Correct. And people are catching on. His approval rating is now below 40%, and it's not going anywhere. And I still predict that we will see, unfortunately, a President Harris at some point in the next 3 years, which is hard to even stomach. But anyway, let's table that one. I don't want to lose my lunch appetite coming up. Hey, here's another witch, along with Fauci, the line Fauci, and the other NIH director who quit. Embarrassingly, I always forget that guy's head with a mustache.
Francis Collins.
Collins, yeah. He's a real liar. But anyway, so Rochelle Walensky was on over the weekend, Fox News.
And she's horrendous.
She's just a lying witch.
She's a lying political hack, the mandate, head of the CDC.
And speaking of the hysteria they like to create, they are at full speed ahead on mandates for quote unquote essential workers. So it was just a moment ago, I thought, Frank, that we were praising our nurses, our first responders as the heroes of our generation.
No, that's okay. They're gone.
And they are, but now,
they're gone.
You people who are not getting, and Biden even came right out in that town hall I just noted, came right and they actually applauded that. Was it Cooper, the other guy? Hey, do you think that federal employees should be removed from their work if they don't get vaccinated? And Joe said, yeah. Yeah. And people applauded. Oh, great. Let's applaud people losing their jobs and make sure that there's no more nurses and doctors.
But let's see how much they let's see how much they applaud when their kid's in a bicycle or a car accident on one of those stupid e-bikes and they have to get hospitalized in the Santa Monica hospital. And there's no nurses there for them. Let's see if they're still applauding when that happens.
Frank, you sent me a great video of a father with his daughter at a regular city council meeting.
Right.
Basically saying he's one of the only two people who performs a certain function with a heart bypass machine because it's a very specialized thing. Oh, he doesn't want to get the jab. Oh, so you're going to remove him? Gee, I wonder if that's going to in any way harm somebody who actually needs somebody to work that machine, right?
Oh, exactly. And it's like you said about Rochelle Walensky. I mean, she doesn't have a science degree. She's running the CDC. She overrides the advisory committees unilaterally and does whatever she wants or whatever she's told to do by Biden because she's a political appointee by Biden. She's not an elected person. No science background. And if I may, Dave, on a related note, today, actually, as we speak, and I'm watching the hearing right now, I've read the 82-page briefing document. The FDA is being briefed by Pfizer, who wants emergency use authorization to give this jab to kids between the ages of 5 and 12. Forced vaccination, Dave, of 30 million children across the United States. Let me give you just a few stats, because I think these are super important. And I have read through this document, folks. So these are all directly from the Pfizer briefing document. Basically, we're talking about this filing is based, Dave, on 1,518 kids who've gotten the vaccine, okay? 1,518 kids, but they want to give it to 30 million based on this data, okay? The dose itself has been decided by only 16 kids. 16 kids received the target dose that they're actually asking for. So again, they want to vaccinate 30 million people based on 16 kids receiving this target dose. The newer, smaller dose, by the way, Dave, is a new formulation, not the same as the adult one. And guess what? There's a new buffer that's been added to the new formulation. What do we know about this buffer? We don't know much. I've actually just been Googling around about it. We don't know a whole lot about it. Big picture stats for folks at home. So in this age cohort, 5 to 12, there's been, over the last year and a half since COVID started, 1.8 million kids diagnosed with COVID, okay? Diagnosed. Of those, 143 died either with it or from it. We're not quite sure, but 143. So of that 143, two-thirds had significant comorbidities, okay? So you take one-third of that 143, that's 47 kids, okay? 47 out of 1.8 million to get to what you call an infection fatality ratio in healthy kids. It's 0.0026%. Sorry guys. Sorry, Joe, not vaccinating my kids for that, for a 0.0026% chance of dying. And oh, by the way, Dave, on the safety side, which is the most important thing with kids, there's zero long-term safety data. And I mean zero. And in the short-term data that they submitted, there's a 20%+ rate of joint pain in these kids. that's a very bad sign. That means there's something going crazy with the immune system. Kids should not be having a 20%+ rate of joint pain with this jab. My kids are never getting this jab until we have long-term safety data.
Absolutely not. Well, there won't be any. There won't be any. I mean, it's all nonsense, and it's tyranny at 100%. And it's very much right out of the Soviet Union. You will listen to what we say and march in line. So it's part of the great pushback. Thank you. Those are great stats. Bottom line is they don't need it. The kids do not need it. This whole thing has been, you know, the blown up numbers. There's so many little parts about this.
About kids, Dave, is that they're blessed with the lack of ACE receptors in their nose. And that's exactly what this virus binds to. And so they're actually blessed because when they get it, they develop natural immunity, which is the very best possible
which is what
kind
you want anyway.
Because you're protected against all the variants, which the vaccines won't do. So it's really a great gift. So in fact, we're really doing the exact opposite
of what we should,
what should be done.
Look, we've been right about the Fauci gain of function thing. We've been right about the origins of COVID. All the truth's coming out here. You just have to look for it. It's the rigged PCR test, the ineffectiveness of masks, and now this nonsense about giving children this jab. And this ties into a week from today, the Virginia governor election.
Yes.
It has now become absolutely a referendum on these jabs and what's going on in the public schools.
Yep.
Because McAuliffe has shown his true colors. I mean, he's a big time DNC operative, McAuliffe.
Right.
And he stepped in it in multiple interviews saying he's for the mandates. He's for, they actually called him to the mat on his the CRT training in schools. So those two things alone, the parents should please push this, Terry out of it, get Glenn Youngkin in there, and this will hopefully turn the tide, right?
Well, they're so desperate, Dave, as you well know. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops. They've called in Obama. I mean, he's running around. I think Obama's going to pretty much be running around to like civic elections in small towns in the near future because they are in so much trouble on every front. So Joe Biden's making a stop there, which it's kind of funny because McAuliffe kind of wants him to, but doesn't want him to. He's so unpopular, as you just mentioned.
Right.
So Obama's there, Biden's there. And you think on the one hand that might help. I think it actually is going to hurt. We'll ultimately see what happens. Of course, that also dovetails into the New Jersey governor's race, which I think is also in about a week or so. It's in early November. And that's another case where the governor said, hey, Joe Biden, please. Hey, dude, you're the most popular president in the history of the United States of all the elections. But I don't really want you here because nobody fucking likes you. So we'll see what happens there.
And what about that undercover
toilet anyway?
But. What about that undercover video where one of his associates actually said what the governor does want to put the mandates through for the jab?
Right. Project Veritas, which everybody knows about. They do some great undercover video work. So they just released this yesterday. Folks can go check out their website. So a senior advisor to the current governor basically was caught saying that, yeah, we want to actually go the way of California and have forced vaccinations for everybody, adults, hospitals, over 100 businesses, whatever, blah, 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 whatever we can get. But we didn't want to announce that until after the election.
keep that under wraps, right?
Yeah, don't let that out of the bag just yet, because we got an election here.
Let me tell you, Obama and his little patsies think they can, they came out to California so they can pat themselves on the back that they got past the recall election out here. So they think, oh, well, if it works in California, it'll work in Virginia. I don't think so.
Right.
We'll see how that goes. So a week from today, folks, it's a biggie. Forget about even the kids. You know, the Marines are walking out in droves about the vaccine. Between that and what's happening in our schools, those are inflation. Yeah, but I mean, everything is hitting on such a dinner table conversations.
Yeah,
not some kind of esoteric theme that's going on. It's happening right there at the dinner table. So these are important things. And so people of Virginia, let's step up.
Step up. By the way, since you just mentioned schools, let me just quickly touch on this. I'm not sure if you saw this, Dave, over at the Gateway Pundit. 2 days after asking Biden to target parents as domestic terrorists, he appointed the National School Board Association president, Viola Garcia, she's a commie, I'm telling you, to a federal board overseeing student progress. So all the scoring, the math, the Common Core, all the rest of it. Gee, I wonder if that was in the works before Garland and her and Biden and all got together, and the designation of the parents at the school board meeting. Oh, you're a domestic terrorist for questioning the CRT population and what's going on in your schools. Parents, you don't have a, it's like what Terry McAuliffe said in Virginia. Parents have no rights to be involved in their school, their kids' education. That's ridiculous. That's the government's responsibility.
It's very Orwellian. It's very, it's creepy.
Dave, I really plead with our listeners, and I know, you know, not all folks have the means, but children are our most important investment. I would take money out of a 401k. I would take money out of savings. I would do whatever it takes to keep my kids out of public school.
Yeah. And then we're seeing more and more states just do, what was it? Texas is the best one about saying, hey, that's not happening here.
Yeah. Just legislate against it. I mean, just forbid it. Yeah. I think Texas is leading the way there. Also Florida, of course, and many other states. But yeah, I mean, this, that's, you know, I guess the framers put together the right constitutional model, but I mean, it's pretty sad when you have to pass laws for basic stuff.
So a couple other themes that have just been, I mean, we hate to kind of bounce on the same thing over and over, but the relentless push by the left on the 1-6, the Jan 6 uprising at the Capitol.
Oh, yes.
But as it's one of those things as no matter how hard they push, just like with COVID, the truth trickles out slowly and mm-hmm. just more and more information. Every time I read something else about Jan 6th, it just, you know, one day there will be an awesome investigation and they'll get, you know, there's, I was just reading a whole thing about somebody who was absolutely working with the feds to encourage the riots and to lead the way. And I still love all the videos of the actual Capitol Police escorting the people into the chambers, opening doors, waving them in.
Not just that, dude. I saw a couple of other videos the other day where 2x4s were actually pre-placed outside of windows to enable people to get in. Someone put them there. Who put them there? Our side didn't put them there.
And this was all done an hour to 2 hours before Donald Trump was even done with his speech.
Yeah.
And then it takes another half hour to walk over to the Capitol from where they did the speech.
Right.
So we're talking 2 to 3 hours. This was all set up beforehand.
Yeah. So we all know it was a false flag event. They were pre-placed items. They get the guided tour. They were let in. Mark my words, Dave, as soon as there's a Republican Congress in place, Pelosi's fat ass is going to be hauled in front of a Judiciary Committee. She is the one responsible for that event. The Capitol Police report to her, that Capitol Police black dude who shot Ashley Babbitt eyes. Only person who died on January the 6th was a person from our side, unarmed, not a clear and present threat. There was no justification for lethal force. That guy got off scot-free. And just like George Floyd is a hero to the fucking left.
That sums it up, dude. We want everyone to stay safe out there. Stay informed. There's, you know, we get this information. We are happy to pass it on, but it's out there. The truth is out there and the truth will set you free.
Truth will set you free. Dude, great to see you. And we'll see everybody down the road. Folks, don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast platform of choice, Pandora, Apple, Google, Spotify, and social media. We love Gab, Getter, and MeWe. We hate Facebook. We're not on Twitter. We will not see you there. Folks, we'll see you down the road.